Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. Give me your money. Just hit the donation button. You can throw a few bucks at me. That would be, give up one of those expensive coffees. One of the ones you don't like anyhow. None of us really like. Starbucks, I mean, if you go to, yeah, here we go, right? If you go to Starbucks, really, seriously, what do they cook that stuff for 24 to 48 hours before they serve it? I'm just asking. Anyway. Always a pleasure to have you with me. If you head up there, there are a couple of things you can do. Give me your email address. We send out one email a week. All I'm going to do is let you know what's coming up, what's going on in the show. And if you don't like emails, the other way to do this is do it by text message, right? You want a text alert? Then text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Anyway, head up to the website. I got a lot of stories up there, a lot of things going on. All right. You know, I love this, how they're beating on Trump right now because of all the violence. It's all his fault because we had absolutely no violence under President Obama. None. None to speak of. None that was notable. No riots in the streets. You know, Antifa didn't show up under President Obama. I mean, really, seriously. We lived in peace and harmony like no. Yeah, okay. Anyway. So, you know, it always seems like the Democrats, especially today, it wasn't like that 10, 15 years ago. But today, there's a solid divide. There's not a kind of sort of divide as a solid. If you're a Republican, you're bad. If you're a Democrat, you're God's gift to the universe, all right? But let's talk about the numbers. What do you think, right? Some of the highest homeless populations in the United States. New York City, almost 80,000. Los Angeles, California, almost 60,000. Seattle, wonderful Seattle, almost 12,000. Right? Washington, D.C., almost 8,000. San Jose, 7,500. San Francisco, almost 7,000. I mean, think about that, too. I mean, they got 7,000. Look at how much aggravation that they have. The problems they have. Philadelphia, the land of brotherly love and poop-ridden streets, almost 6,000. And what do they have in common? Anybody? Come on, raise your hand. I'll call you by name. You're right. You're exactly right. They all have Democrat mayors. They all, they voted for Hillary Clinton by 80%. Right? Or check it out yourself. So you've got these cities. This is great. You've got these cities run by Democrats under Democrat rule. I was talking about this earlier. If you missed it, go back to the show later. San Francisco's in a tizzy. They're trying to figure out how to ban paper cups. I don't know, what's wrong? Are they getting blown around the street and get caught in the human poop piles? It's causing them a problem? I'm just asking. I don't get any of this. Let's not figure out what to do with the homeless, and I don't mean sweep them under a rug. Let's figure out what to do with them for real, right? I mean, they just lost one event alone in San Francisco. They just lost, cost them $64 million, but it's much more important that we worry about banning paper cups, right? I mean, the needles in the street, it's not a big deal. The poop in the street, we got maps so you can get around that. Urinating in the street, that's cool too. You have businesses that have moved out of San Francisco. Ones that they're all over the internet. You can find them on your own. And they're flaming Democrats. They'll tell you that. And they just don't believe what's going on. They don't believe it's their people. And they're still blaming it on Trump. You know, again, I'm telling you, they should change. The Democrat Party needs to change their mantra to the party of non-responsibility. Because they take responsibility for nothing. And you know, I find it interesting that they're so mad at us. They're so mad at Fox News because they get away with so much. It's fake news and we're pushing out a fake narrative. These guys don't pull out, they don't push out any true narrative. Not a one. They can't tell you anything good that Trump has done. The economy's good because of Obama. And like I love to say, if they loved this country so much, and they knew all it took was Obama leaving office for the economy to turn around, why didn't they impeach him or vote him out after the second or third year he was in? Wouldn't that make sense? Just saying. And if you don't think that these guys are on a sinister path, Schiff has already said that they have stuff on Pence. Now, hopefully it's the same stuff they have on Trump. And to coin Joe's phrase, you know, bunch of malarkey. They don't have anything. They don't have anything on Trump. They definitely don't have anything on Pence. This is just them 24/7 wanting to go after because they can't stand him. They hate him. You know, he's like the little chihuahua nipping at their heels all the time. You look at the news has totally ignored, you know, some more Biden foolishness. Anybody heard of James Biden? You know who he is? That's right, he's Joe's brother. Now, it seems that as a Biden, the less experienced you are, the more money you make. I wish that was true. That would be great, wouldn't it? So, there was a $1.5 billion construction contract that was given away in Iraq while, you know, Joe was overseeing that region. If you recall, President Oblamo put Joe in charge of that whole region. Right? Now, James had zero construction experience. Nothing. And he got the contract. He got a $1.5 billion construction contract in Iraq. And I will bet you a dozen donuts, and you know I won't lose that bet, that this guy couldn't account for a nickel of that money. The jobs that were supposed to get done didn't get done. No way on God's creation. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Science on GCN Live. I've got a question for you. Block the ears of your kids. How does a female donate sperm? Just curious. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you. Do you want me to go slower? It'll be easier. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Some of the hottest, craziest, stupidest stories that are out there right now. You know, I got to tell you, when it comes to some of these stories, I like the joke that you couldn't smoke enough crack for these things to make sense. And I guess it's a joke, but not really, because you couldn't smoke enough crack to have these things. Remember some of you from the 60s and 70s? Remember the, you know, LSD or microdot acid? Come on. It's been enough time now. You can admit to it now, right? I mean, when you used to see the walls floating and moving around in front of you, and cars would, like, melt in the street. Remember that? Okay, this is kind of along the same lines. I read these stories and wonder if it's an old LSD trip coming back to haunt me. I don't know. But listen, check this out. A transgender man gives birth to non-binary partner's baby female sperm donor. You want me to, you're going to make me repeat that, aren't you? Okay. A transgender man. I guess I could break this down, but I'll screw it up. Gives birth to non-binary partner's baby with female sperm donor. So, I think what that means is the transgender man, who is actually a female, right? He has all the female parts, gave birth because the partner that he or she has is another female. And they had to get a sperm donor, but that sperm donor identifies as a female. Now, if you're as confused as I am, don't feel bad. Because I'm sure that most of the world is confused as we are about this. Right? But, God, I don't even know what to do with this. So, gone are the gender versus sex distinctions, right? We have total rejection of biology now. It doesn't mean anything anymore. Well, except if you're a Christian, in which case they're gonna come unglued on you for not believing in science. Except they don't have to believe in science, right? Think about it. But I've had this fight with you guys a million times. I mean, I know you get it. But think about how much twisting and turning you have to do to have this make sense. So whatever you feel is okay, whatever you think is okay. This is like when I first started the show, like 10 years ago. They were talking about the first man to give birth. I said, it's impossible. Men can't give birth. We don't have a uterus. Got to have something for it to grow in. And when you did some digging, you found out it wasn't. It was a woman. It was a female who identified as a male. Not even, she didn't even call herself, or he didn't even call herself transgender at the time. So now I'm sitting here going, well, wait a minute. You're telling me I have to believe all this stuff about science, right? Climate change is settled science, although I don't know what science it's settled. Maybe it's settled a science that really doesn't exist. But that's settled science, and I'm not allowed to argue with that. However, biology, male, female, XY chromosomes have been settled for decades, and they've got people believing it's a social construct. I'm just thoroughly confused. I don't get it. So now, you have a baby that was born, well, I'm not even going to try, because you know I'm going to screw it up. But this is what they're teaching your kids in school. This is what your kids are having to deal with on a regular basis in school. When are you going to fix that? And you can fix it. You parents can fix it. It ain't that hard. Right? All you got to do is make sure you vote in the right people. All you got to make sure is that you show up at your school board meetings and you scream and you yell, and but you don't do it crazy-like. You scream and you yell in a way to make them sit up and take notice, and then you'll make a change. If you're one of those parents that's just going to go there screaming and yelling at everybody, you're not going to get anywhere. More craziness. It's Trump's fault that nearly half of the U.S. homeless people now live in the state of California. All Trump's fault. And then he's offered to send people in to help. So more than 500,000 people are homeless each night in the United States. A new White House report has found that nearly half of them are concentrated in one state, California. Well, that's the weather. You know, it's so nice here. All told, 47% of all unsheltered homeless people nationwide, I mean, those are sleeping areas not meant for habitation, such as sidewalks, parks, cars, abandoned buildings, and other places like that, live here in California. It's just amazing, isn't it? Unsheltered homeless people represent just over a third, 35% of the overall homeless population nationwide. At the city level, four of the five cities with the highest rate of unsheltered homelessness are in California. Right, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Santa Rosa, San Jose, and then Seattle joins us, right, as being the top five here on the West Coast. Now, the funny thing about that is California makes up, what, 16% of the population of the country. And yet we account for, you ready for this one? 31% of welfare dollars. How does that work? How does that happen? You let your mind run wild on that one. Now, recently, reports have suggested that Trump administration may stage a federal intervention. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how he does it. What are you gonna, is he going to claim a national emergency or something? I don't know. As for state homelessness rates, the District of Columbia has the highest in the country, 5.8 times the U.S. rate. New York is the next, followed by Hawaii, Oregon, and California. These five states together comprise 20% of the overall U.S. population. Right? So they account for 20% of the population, but they make up 45% of the country's homelessness. Now, what do you think they have in common? Think again. State of New York. Washington, D.C. Hawaii. Oregon. And California. What do you think? That's right. They're all run by Democrats. They're all under Democrat rule. It's amazing to me, and you guys on the left, on the hard left, you will fight to justify this, to make it everybody else's fault but your own. These are your laws, your rules that you put in place. Rules and laws that you won't enforce. And yet it's the Republicans' fault. Do you see how crazy that sounds? It doesn't even sound crazy. It is crazy. To blame somebody else for your woes that you put in place that you made happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
There is new information about the anti-Semite Grafton Thomas, 37 years old, who bursts into a rabbi's house with a machete in Muncie, New York, stabbing five Jewish people celebrating Hanukkah, lighting the menorah for the seventh night after the Sabbath ended Saturday. Detectives in New York say anti-Semitic journals found at his house. The acting director of Homeland Security, Ken Cuccinelli, says in a tweet, Grafton, the son of an illegal immigrant, different. He says apparently American values did not take hold among this entire family, at least this one violent and apparently bigoted son. And as we close out the year 2019, we turn to the stock market, which if you've checked your 401k has been on a roll, but profit takers moving in, the Dow losing 183 points to close at 28,462. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're here, that the time that you're spending on the air with us and texting and tweeting, sending me messages. I really, really, really very much appreciate it. If you head over to the website, just look at you get notified by email or you can be notified by text message. Text message is easy. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Otherwise, if you hop over to the website, you can sign up, easily sign up for the weekly blast. All right, back at it. We're talking about homelessness and how it's President Trump's fault. Well, according to Governor Newsom, or Nuisance, as I like to call him, you ever notice that they don't do anything wrong? Everything is everybody else's fault. Especially Newsom. I mean, he sees the homeless situation, Trump's fault. The fires in California, Trump's fault, because he won't deal with climate change, which no matter what he does would take years and years and years to take effect. Nobody got on Obama's case for things he didn't do in this country when it came to climate change. Only the Republican gets nailed, if you would. Okay? And if they would just simply push the eco-freaks, lock up all the eco-freaks for a couple of months so they can actually go in and clean up the forests, it would be a whole different animal. That stuff doesn't burn the way it burns because it's been properly taken care of. And for you eco-freaks, you love Mother Nature? Guess how Mother Nature cleaned up the forest every couple of decades? That's right. It had its own wildfires because Mother Nature would light it on fire with lightning. It would go through. It would clean everything up. It would come back. Things would grow richer and bigger and better and what have you. And, you stopped all that. Okay? I mean, we could have a field day. If you really want to do the natural thing, we could talk about that. If you want to do the pseudo-natural thing, what makes yours right and mine wrong? This is not just about an electric company that isn't taking care of or maintaining its lines. It's a lot more than that. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Talking about the homeless situation that apparently is all President Trump's fault. Now, Gavin Newsom was funny because a couple of months ago he came out and he was talking about how the problem they have in San Francisco with homelessness is because it's too expensive to live there. And the reason it's too expensive to live there is because the economy is doing so well. And so they were raising rates, and because they were raising rates, people couldn't afford the rates. And so they had to move out in the street, move out in the cars. No, because, God forbid they should move to the suburbs. Can't do that. But they want them to live in the city. So Gavin's idea is, well, if they want to live in the city, they should be allowed to live in the city, even if it's in tents on the sidewalk in front of stores. They don't care. They just, honestly, they just don't care. And it, and again, like I said, it was all President Trump's fault. So now they can't fight Trump on that grounds because people like making money. They like when the economy's good. They like having jobs. They love putting food on the table for their kids. Right? So let's see. How do we fix this? Oh, we'll do rent control. That'll fix it. That way their people can't get thrown out of their apartments anymore because the rent goes up too much. I mean, these guys are freaks. They're going to force you. They take your parental rights away from you. So they're going to force you to do things to your kids or for your kids that you shouldn't be doing. Really that simple. Right? They're going to force you on what you can charge for rentals. I mean, we go down a whole list of things. They're going to force you on how to hire your employees, what you can tell them, what you can pay them. This, again, I told you, this is not a nanny state. You guys keep calling it a nanny state. That is the wrong name for this state. You should call this the Gestapo state. Because that's really what it is. The Gestapo state. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Another out-of-date, out-of-touch, out-of-mind entertainer has decided to weigh in. And I got to tell you, these people, there's something mentally wrong with them. Linda Ronstadt, who should stick to singing, well, she can't sing anymore, but who should stick to singing, right? She compared Trump to Hitler, and she says that Mexicans are the new Jews. Now, here's the thing. I have Jewish friends. They hate this. They hate the way this, you take away from Hitler. I know that sounds bad, but it's not what I mean. Hitler killed millions of Jews because he hated the Jews. I'm sorry, don't see Trump wiping out millions of Jews. I don't even see him wiping out millions of Mexicans, any way you put it. And the fact that he wants to protect our southern border is somehow bad. Are there only Mexicans coming over the southern border? Because last I checked, that's not true. Ronstadt was doing an interview with CNN. She revealed her super nuclear palsy diagnosis. She became a strain on her family's relations, she said, particularly with Republican relatives in Arizona. Instead of talking about that, we'd sing together. We'd have a great time, Ronstadt said. Singing is what brought your family together, the CNN anchors. Cooper, Anderson Cooper. Yeah, always very, very deep conversation. So now you don't have any singing, he says. Now I have to be careful because we've had so much taken away from us by this administration that I'm not willing to let them take my family relationships too. I mean, are you hearing this? She's a multimillionaire. What exactly did they take away from her? I mean, think about it. My family, the parts that are Republican, we're fairly rational Republicans. We don't have that in our current White House. It's unclear exactly when the interview took place. The network released a clip from the show over the weekend. Right? She went into detail about the great parallels that she saw between the rise of Trump and Nazi Germany. And how both leaders, according to her, were uncontrollable. You mean, you sure she would talk about Obama? You talk about being uncontrollable? Where he just started signing all kinds of orders, right? Trump's doing the same thing, they don't like it. When he decided to, you know, give the money to Iran. But it wasn't in exchange for the prisoners. They just happened to be on the same tarmac. They just happened not to be able to take off until the money got to the tarmac. That's just a coincidence. You know, just like Billy Bob Clinton and Loretta Lynch meeting on the tarmac. Just a coincidence. Because, you know, Secret Service, they don't talk to each other. So they would have never known that those two planes were going to be in the port. I'm just saying. By the time he got established, he put his own people in place and he stacked the courts and did what he had to do to consolidate the power. Well, Linda, if your inept administration before him had filled those seats, President Trump would have been able to do it, but you didn't. You know why? Because you guys were fully sure that Mrs. Clinton was going to get that seat. Mrs. Clinton, the slut shamer. Mrs. Clinton, the victim shamer. Mrs. Clinton, who stuck up, who screamed that she was part of the Me Too movement, but stuck up for her husband who had to pay women he had raped. Oh, yeah, it all makes perfect sense to me. But I'm not that educated, so you can see why it would make sense to me. I'd like to know what parallels she saw between Trump and Germany, and Nazi Germany, right? Then, and again, it's the National Socialists that took over Germany, not the Nationalists. If you notice that nationalism is actually taken off in France, right? It's taken off in England. There's a lot of countries now are looking inward and going, wait a minute, why don't we take care of ourselves first? Why don't we get our own things in order? What's wrong with that? I mean, seriously. And when she went into detail about the Great Power, what was the detail? And he's putting his own people in place. Doesn't every president do that? Matter of fact, they were so upset about him replacing some of the ambassadors, they forgot that every person who comes in pretty much wipes out every ambassador there is to every country and puts their own people in place. Rundstedt went on to say, and they got Hitler, and he destroyed Germany. He destroyed centuries of intellectual history. Really? Is that what he did? How about the fact that he killed millions of Jews just because of hate? Right? I mean, these people are so sick that you have Netanyahu and 98% of Israel that love President Trump. Said he's been the most Jew-friendly, the most Israel-friendly president we've had. But the elitists, like Ronstadt and others, they're sitting back believing that they've got it all together. They've got it right. They understand it. He's a Nazi. He's a Hitler. And when I say by belittling Hitler, they take away the reality of what Hitler did. They take away the hate and the nasties that Hitler was really about. We come back, we'll talk about the Mexicans being Jews. The new Jews. Love it. Joe Basile, your host. This is Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support with and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Hey, hey, mambo, mambo Italiano.
Would you expect an Irish song?
Mambo,
seriously?
Italiano, go, go, Joe.
Gentlemen, see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, and I do mean being part of the solution, right? If all you're doing is reading off of the latest tweet, the latest text message you got or anything like that, then you are part of the problem. And I mean that seriously. Because you got to do some investigating of your own. You got to do a little bit of reading of, I mean, I know, I said a swear word, a little bit of reading of your own. You got to look this stuff up on your own, go through it on your own. Have I brought home the point that you need to do this on your own? You can't keep listening to all of us. You can't keep just doing what we tell you to do or believing what we tell you. I try to tell you the truth, but I get stung from time to time. I get it wrong from time to time. So you guys step up. You do it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. I mean, all kinds of great stories going on. Walmart hired over 14,000 military spouses in the last year. Now, I know everybody likes to beat on Walmart. You know, they shut down all the small stores locally. They're just terrible. Nasty company. Most people don't like her because they, you know, they pay minimum wage on everything. So, I don't get it. Then don't work there. Work somewhere else. Look at some of the people working there at Walmart. Well, I'm making fun of them. I don't mean that by any stretch of the imagination. But there's some old folks that may not have enough money with their retirement to live on, so they're picking up a few extra bucks. Right? You got some really younger people working there. They're just, whether they're in school or just get out of school, it's a great entry-level job. But get past all that. Who else? Tell me one of these left-leaning liberal establishments that are going out of their way to hire people like this. I know one time there was a big deal that Starbucks was looking into doing it or had done, I don't know, 1,000 or something like that. Are they still doing it? I mean, I'd be afraid to work for them if I was in the military or past cop with the way they treat people like that. So, since Veterans Day, Walmart has cemented its commitment to service members and their families. They announced back this year during Veterans Day that they were going to, you know, reach out, actively work at hiring the spouses of those people in active military. Because, you know, it helps with their income. Maybe they're not making enough, barely making enough to ends meet. And this was a nice way for them to get a jump on this. Now, they want to hire 250,000 military veterans by the end of 2020. That's really cool. At least I think it is. Walmart also announced hiring Bryant. God. Can you guys, like, regular names, right? Parmeter. As a new senior director of military programs and $225,000 Walmart Foundation grant to Operation Homefront. Okay, now Walmart remains the largest U.S. company offering hiring preferences to military spouses. The company introduced the MSCC program in 2018. You know, they complement its current veterans program. So, you know, again, I go back to, I love when the left rips Walmart up. You know, they never have a replacement for this. They always come after these companies, they always come after these issues, but there's never an alternative. Their only alternative is, you know, pay these people $15 an hour, give them medical care, give them this, give them all this stuff. Where do they think the money's going to come from? How do you think they're going to lay that out? And again, Walmart, unlike some of the other hardcore left-leaning companies, they've always had a history of supporting. Well, they support the community, but also the military members, their families, first responders, their families. And when John Furner, the current U.S. CEO of Walmart, when he saw that the unemployment rate for military spouses was just horrendously a large number, he decided to reach out to them to see how he could help them. And it's not just Walmart, it's Walmart and Sam's Club. So anyway, you got to look at these guys, you got to look at what they're doing, and you've got to give them some credit for reaching out and really wanting to do what's good for the community as a whole, and not for any one individual, or one ideology, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I was going to do a story about five or six mini stories about when guns actually saved lives. When somebody in a store had a gun, somebody at an establishment had a gun that actually saved lives. But what I think really is really funny is when we do those stories, when we post them, when we put them up, it's the same garbage. The same people come back at you and say, well, that's one out of thousands. Well, how many thousands is that? You know, recently somebody sent me a chart to show that the U.S. has got more gun violence or more deaths by gun than any other country. I have a question. Do you think that you're getting proper reporting from Nicaragua, Venezuela? You sure they're putting the right numbers in? I'm just asking because you make it sound like because these countries are reporting gun violence that they're reporting the right numbers. But let's get past that for a minute. Let's say they are reporting the right numbers. You, to show you how ignorant you are, You are posting information on raw numbers. And you're showing a country with 350 plus million people who has 32,000 people shot or killed by guns as being the most violent. 360 million with 32,000. Right? Now you go to these other countries, you go to these other areas, right? Other countries. They have 200,000 or 300,000 people in the country. Or let me give them credit here. Let's say they have 1 million people in the country, okay? And of the 1 million people, maybe they have 20,000 that have been killed. Well, it's less than the United States. Percentage-wise, it's not. That's the number you need to use. Because when you use the percentage, or the percentages, you find that the U.S. is among the lowest when it comes to gun violence. But you can't use that, because that doesn't sell newspapers. That doesn't feed the narrative of the left. I mean, take it down even further. Take it down to your own area, your own neighborhood, your own county. Who's got more violence? You got a county or you've got a city, maybe has 100,000 people, and 200 are killed in gun violence, and then the city right next to you, maybe they have 500,000 people, right? I mean, start putting the percentages together. Figure it out on your own. You really have to... Let's base this in fact. Let's stop the fiction that goes on in everything when it comes to gun violence, when it comes to biology, when it comes to history. Can we get back to that? Would that be asking? I think I'd be asking for a lot. I get it. And then you wonder why these kids are so confused. You wonder why these kids are talking about pulling down, statues of Andrew Jackson, of George Washington, of Thomas Jefferson. You don't have the real information, so you really don't know. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Ben Carson came out today. He's about had it with the tomfoolery, and I think this is great. I think more and more the administrative officials, they should be right on it. They should just be laying out plain, simple facts, simple numbers that people can understand. Carson came out, he's pretty much done with this California homelessness being totally blamed on Trump and the Trump administration. And he's right. Local governments need to take responsibility. San Francisco needs to take responsibility for their issues. Los Angeles needs to take responsibility for their homeless issues. They've got diseases that haven't been around in decades that have come back in Los Angeles, and somehow it's Trump's fault. And Mayor de Blasio decided today that if Trump would issue more more vouchers, right? What do they call they have a special name for it, the government, when they actually give away the apartments. Or they don't give away, Section 8 housing. That's it. When they want to call it Section 8 housing. It's a whole different animal, isn't it? And all of a sudden, you're going to put people who are homeless on the streets, have no money, can't buy any food, don't have any clothes, you're going to give them Section 8 housing. What are they going to put in there? What are they going to do with it? So Carson comes out and he says he's done. He's done with this. Right? Lawmakers in California and other states, they need to take care of their long-term homeless problems. They need to put laws in effect that will help them. But they're not interested. Not their fault. President Trump's fault. Because he won't give them what they believe that they need. They've been doing it their way. Doesn't work. Makes it worse. Show Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. If you're one of the stations leaving, sorry to hear it. You can catch us online at therealside.com. But if you're staying with us, lots more coming up in the next hour. Millennial Monday. We'll look at some stories from a millennial perspective. We'll be right back.